Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 321321. That's STAY to 321321.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of Friday, August 6th, 2021, it's our 26th year on the air, on the radio, the original social media, if you will. Welcome into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Some tech news and commentary before we get back to more of your calls, and we want you to participate. We also want you to be sure and always check your spam filters. Because not only some of our listeners have found our prize emails in their spam folders for some strange reason while we're trying to send you prizes, or even our tech newsletter once or twice has ended up in somebody's spam filters, but because you might have other folks that you wonder, why do I never hear from them? Well, maybe they somehow ended up in your spam folder. So check it out. Mark them as not spam and live happily ever after. It'll certainly warm the cockles of our heart.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe in an effort to avoid the are we there yet constant questions from your kids, Swedish eye tracking company SmartEye says they could play a major role in supporting vehicle safety by tracking the mindset of drivers. Intervening in disruptions, like the kids arguing or complaining and helping to prevent distracted driving, they say they can do that within a decade, according to their CEO. I don't know how they're going to get into our minds, but they are.
Mine's a pretty interesting place.
Oh, God. Interesting is an understatement.
Bring the popcorn.
Yeah, there you go. Sit back.
Yeah. Amazon has launched a smart soap dispenser with a 20-second timer to make sure you're washing your hands up to the CDC standards, because we all know that they know exactly what they're doing. The 12-ounce soap dispenser supports Alexa and costs $55.
What? All right, what idiot is going to spend $55 on a soap dispenser?
I don't know. The device automatically dispenses soap as an LED timer ticks down, according to the product page on Amazon. In addition, the gadget features variable dispensing, meaning that the farther your hand is from the nozzle, the more soap you'll get. The dispenser also only works with liquid hand soap, of course. I guess as opposed to foaming hand soap.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Amazon Smart Soap Dispenser's battery reportedly lasts for 3 months on a single charge.
Ooh, 3 whole months.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. $55.
They lost me at the $55 price tag.
Yeah.
Would I need this smart soap?
They lost me at counting down for 20 seconds. My gosh, if by now, a year and a half plus into this nonsense, if you don't wash your hands properly, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
It's not going to be worth $55. That's absurd.
Plus, I mean, it works with Alexa, but you know, you don't have an Alexa in your bathroom, so you're going to run into the bathroom to wash your hands, and you're going to have to yell across the house, "Alexa, give me some soap."
Well, maybe you do have an Alexa in your bathroom because you want her to tell you a story while you're on the throne or
Cameron
something.
Cameron does when he goes to take a shower. That's why, you know, I had to buy him a battery base or get him a battery base for his Alexa, because he unplugs it whenever it's time for a shower and brings it in there with the speaker.
Because he's listening to his music during his shower.
I told him he should be listening to the Into Tomorrow podcast, but...
Why doesn't he?
He didn't want to listen to that.
Because he's on it.
I know.
I mean, you would think that he would want to be hearing himself on a regular basis anyway.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you too, Cameron. But do you ever catch him singing in the shower?
Yes.
To the music that he's listening to?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, he wants to be in a band or something one day, so maybe that's a good way to do it.
I've often gone in to hear to ask him, who are you talking to? And I realize that when I get closer, I hear the music, and he's just singing along with it.
Oh.
He's not talking to somebody.
Good. Let the poor kid take his shower in peace.
Uh-huh.
And quiet. Well, maybe not so much quiet, because he's blaring the Amazon speaker.
Yeah. The sweeping federal antitrust case against Google has given rise to a significant fight over data held by Microsoft, and the company is now facing a subpoena for millions of documents that could shed light on its attempts to compete with Google's search engine. Having initially cooperated with prosecutors in building an antitrust case against Google, Microsoft could be obligated to produce millions more documents at the request of Google's defense team. Antitrust case against Google focuses on anti-competitive behavior in search and search advertising, alleging, among other claims, that the company's exclusivity agreements on Android and iOS shut out competing search engines.
Ooh, which they do. Yeah, we know they do.
Plus, you know, you always hear all these people, you don't get to the top without stepping on toes, and Google apparently loves to step on toes.
They step on entire feet.
Yeah.
Google Assistant reportedly is testing a fast checkout prompt, automatically filling out payment information and addresses to streamline the shopping experience. The feature appears to still be in the pilot stage, according to Android Police, but would be an interesting way to streamline your shopping. Yeah. Lisa in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listens to, and we love it, subscribes and follows the Into Tomorrow podcast. Stay there.
We currently have an Xfinity set up here in our home, and we've been having some instability issues, wonky connection issues during the day. Initially, I thought it was because we now have three adults working from our home. However, I was on a Zoom call with my family, and I was the only one on it. And of course, the same thing happened again. Mm-hmm. We do have a booster, but just doesn't seem to be helping with these instability issues. On our phones and on our computer, it shows that we have a strong signal. But again, we're still experiencing either being kicked off some of these conference calling apps or being kicked out of our VPNs from the companies that we are working for. So any guidance, thoughts, prayers you have for us would be really helpful. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Well, you're welcome, Lisa. And unfortunately, if it's Xfinity, it's Comcast. So there's the biggest problem, I think. But the fact that you get kicked out of both Zoom and your VPN is telling. Zoom requires very low bandwidth to be able to work. If you had as little as half a megabit per second, you could probably use it without many issues, at least for voice calls. Zoom also tries to adjust the bandwidth and give you warnings in case there's trouble. Now, the VPN is an even more extreme case, virtual private network. It shouldn't care about speed at all as long as your connection is still active. Both of those, added to the fact that you see good signal strength on all your devices, points to something that the booster won't be able to fix, a problem between the modem and the outside world.
Yeah, Zoom and your VPN would both disconnect if their link to the outside world dropped, but the Wi-Fi signal would still stay the same because it's being generated from within your home, and that's not affected by whether or not there's an active internet connection. Unfortunately, that leaves you with two possible issues, neither of which is easy to fix. The problem may be your home's wiring, for example, a bad connection somewhere between your modem and whatever Xfinity is using to reach the outside world, or worse yet, outside the walls of your home and somewhere in the run between Xfinity's switch and your driveway. Either way, you're probably going to need to have a tech come look at it and try to pinpoint where things are failing, and depending on how much work they want to put in, it may not be simple to get it fixed.
Yeah, now before you try to talk to them into believing that there's an issue with the physical network, you can try to get your modem replaced. It could just be failing, and it could be the source of the problem. Now, that would be easy enough to fix. Unplug the old one, bring in the new one from them, plug it in, and it will hopefully solve your issue if the problem is with the modem. More details and show notes for you at intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.